Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. Take care of your family. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's good, Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City? We are back in the building. It is players only, as we are each and every Thursday during the Chiefs football season. 6 to 7 every Thursday night. And normally I would introduce the partner to my left, but as I'm sitting here with my special guest, he's looking to his left, I'm looking to my left, and there's a seat empty. Now, for all you listeners out there, the text line cats, you know what that means. I'm not going to broadcast it, but you know there's somebody that's missing in the equation. So I had to go to the bullpen again, just in case my man doesn't show up. And I had to go to the bullpen, and just like real cats from Jersey, we got to go all the way to Jersey to get another cat that's going to be reliable, solid, auto, fill in the blank. And I am here with our special guest from Jersey, via way of Penn State, longtime Chief, going to be on the Ring of Honor sometime soon, I'm sure, Mr. Tamba Holly Ali. How you doing, Tamba?
Danan, I'm doing wonderful. That was a great introduction. I got to say thank you.
We got Jersey in the house, man. We got to take care of each other. If we don't take care of each other, who will?
Yeah, Jersey all day, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out, man. This was kind of last second. I texted you earlier, or yesterday, was it? I think it was last night or early today to see if you can come in. And, you know, I really appreciate you. Always admired you as a player. Admired you coming out of the draft. Obviously, me going to University of Iowa, I paid attention to Big Ten football. So while you were, you know, making your way through the Big Ten, wreaking havoc against my Hawkeyes, I paid attention. And obviously, you come to Kansas City. So I became a fan, big time fan, because, you know, for me, even though you were a top pick and had a long career, I always watched you as a blue collar cat. Like, you were a blue collar player that had a never ending engine. You know, you played through the whistle, like back in the old school. For all the listeners out there, Like, I was coached on playing through the echo of the whistle. Like, you didn't play to the whistle. You played through the echo of the whistle. And there's several cats that come and go. You, Derek Johnson, that come to mind. Houston. Jared Allen.
Yeah, Eric Berry.
Eric Berry. There's several cats that, like, epitomize that kind of mindset. You played through the echo of a whistle. And I think that endeared you more than the stats to the fans, got you your respect around the league, Pro Bowls, et cetera, because that engine, everybody don't have it. So I just want to let you know I appreciated that. I saw it. I think a lot of times we as players, we don't realize what other players see, mm-hmm. especially older players. Like, you know, we were in an ambassador meeting last night, and we got guys in the ambassadors that played with the Dallas Texans. I don't know if you met everybody yet.
I've met a few people.
A few. Yeah. But there's guys that played in the Dallas Texans. So we got 60, 70 years of Chiefs history represented in one room for the Chiefs ambassadors, still doing great things in the community. And I know when we watch games together, like, you see guys' eyes light up when they watch players like you play, where that passion showed. And I know the Chiefs Kingdom is going to come out strong. Remember, the text line and the phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. So get your notes in and questions in for Tom Bahir. But, yeah, that's what I saw of you. So, man, much respect.
I appreciate that, man. That was a lot. But from my take, just, you know, listening to what you're saying, as a player, we don't know what's happening. We're mm-hmm. on the field, you know. There are people who came before us, and now they're watching us. You know, we don't know that. And then I left the game, and now I'm surrounded by former players, realizing they know me more than I know them. You know, and so it's something to say about it. It's a humbling experience again. You know, it's kind of getting into a brotherhood and realizing, man, that, you know, there are people that came before you and they're going to kind of help you to navigate life after football.
And that's a key point. And that's what I always appreciated about the ambassadors and the NFL alumni and, you know, the trust and the legends group with Will Shields is that, like, most players, and I'll be interested in you, most players don't necessarily miss the action on the field. They miss the camaraderie in the locker room and that connection and the interactions you have. And those entities allow us to still stay connected. So I appreciate that you've kind of gravitated towards the Chiefs ambassadors and that we can have those opportunities to chop it up and just kind of chill. Like you said, you don't know the guys of the past.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we may pass you in the locker room or pass you on the sideline, but you was focused on playing. Mm. You had your teammates. So you just, like, I know I looked at them like, oh, that's an older guy. He played before. Cool. And then you might meet him at a function or a charity. Oh, yeah, nice to meet you. Now, the ones that step out are like Bobby Bell. Like, you remember them, like Jan Sten, you remember the Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
but the rest of us is just like passing guys. So it's good to still have that unity.
I agree. I mean, for me, it's, you know, what the Chiefs are doing with this ambassador thing, I think, you know, maybe the league should take a look at it. Leaving football, you do go through a little bit of time of depression.
Yeah.
You know, and I experienced that. And the ambassadors really help you start to get back, you know, realizing that, no, you're more than what you think, because you start feeling like a failure.
Yeah.
You know,
like, but you were only a football player. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of kudos to you guys who's done the work for us, who stepping in and you know, now we got to amp it up and play a bigger role, because that's, you know, that's how it goes.
You know what? There was a former teammate of yours, former Chief, offensive lineman. He's active on social media. And he made mention that the most difficult aspect of the transition out of the league was coming to grips with the fact that there's nothing that I will do in life that will make me feel like I did on the field. Is that pretty accurate for you as well? I mean, like, I know for me, like, I went through that same phase where I had to look myself in the mirror and was like, this is the first time that I'm not who I was. Like, I'm no longer who I thought I was. I was a football player. You know, it wasn't necessarily about being a pro football player. It was about being a football player. And now for the first time since 10 years old, I'm not.
It's the same. You go through transition. You're used to being in the limelight, being on the field, being successful in that realm. And that's a gift because there's only a few of us that get to play at this level. And then when you leave, anything you do, it just wouldn't equate. The time that you was doing it, you know, the person you was at, you know, your mindset, the growth, you know, after you've left the game, you realize, wow, that was special. I was around some really great men, you know, played some great games. That was a family because you saw them more than your family.
True.
You're not going to get that outside.
And like you mentioned that, I thought that was a great point where you said, well, you look from the outside in and you say that was a great time. Did you realize during the time that it was great, or did you just feel like this is just what I'm doing? Like, this is what I've always done, so I'm doing it.
I enjoyed the time. I loved it. At times, I thought I could do it forever. You know, that's a discredit because at one point, I should have been resting, but I was always working. So I couldn't, I was focused on just being the best player and helping the team. Leaving the game, looking back, you know, you miss those times. You know, it was really the family, the guys, the spirit in that locker room, you know, those teams.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. I can tell, you know, I know I'm looking at the text line is, you know, blowing up right now, and in regards to you being their favorite player and seeing some of the things that I had said already. And, you know, most people with any kind of football brain watched while you were a part of the Chiefs organization and dominating on the football field. There's so many aspects. I want to get your take in this first quarter of the show. And we'll make sure everybody knows your social media and what you have going on out there. I know I got to see you perform last year at the Chiefs Gala. You know, hip hop and on the stage, you got a band, you do your music thing, Afrobeat. And that was amazing as well. And I will say, watching you like pouring with sweat on the stage, you put the same energy into your music as you did with football too.
I do. Music is hard. Let no one fool you. If you're a true musician, it's a hard work. It's hard work. And the people that I've been fortunate to work with, you know, really opened my eyes, like how you can use the art, you know. And, you know, when you're young, you're just doing what they're doing. You know, but I'm you know, I've been fortunate, but it's a lot of work. Everything that comes with music, if you're not into it, you don't want to learn it, you won't succeed in it.
Yeah, that's life lessons. I mean, we know that on the football field. You know that in the music world. I'm a mortgage banker. I do the Chiefs broadcast. I'm here doing this show. You get out what you put in. And if you're going to put in the hard work, and a lot of times if people follow me on Twitter and social media, where I coached kids in the past, mentor guys, HWPO, hard work pays off. Like, I'll put a hashtag right after whatever somebody's telling me about a kid that got to play varsity, another kid got a scholarship, or somebody got drafted. I'm like, HWPO, hard work always pays off. It might pay off differently for people, but it always pays off. It never doesn't pay off.
Yeah, no, I agree. 100%. The people that deserve what they're getting has put the time in.
Yeah. So last week, before we go to break, we got a couple of minutes. I want your take on this Chiefs team against the Broncos. You obviously faced them for, gosh, forever, twice a year forever, basically. And so did I, 12 times, actually 13 times playing them because we played them in the playoffs. like, people have criticized this team because we play tight games against not really good teams. But I would contend that there's something different about playing in your division against your division foes. And you look at this Chiefs team, as good as we are, 13-3, you look at a one-point game against the Raiders, three-point games against both Broncos teams, tight games against the Chargers. Like, even those teams are inferior to us as far as the record, there's still fight. Like we should, even though we know we have the greatest great quarterback in the league, and we're having a great season. Like, like you were on that field as well. You know how tough it is to win in the NFL. Never mind beating a divisional foe. Yeah.
No, I agree. Regardless of the record, these guys, they play each other twice a year, and most of these guys who's probably on the team have been there a little longer, so they know what's happening. Mm-hmm. They know the history, and the games are always going to be tight, especially right now. Being this is the last game, these guys are beat up.
Yeah.
So you're not expecting them to come out and put up 40. It's a good game. You're going to see a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Patrick would do what he needs to do. Our defense is, you know, that's where we're all worried about. You know, Russell Wilson is probably getting, you know, the picture now where he is in Denver and how things should pan out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be easy. We are a good team, but it's always a test. It's always 0-0.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's tough to win in the NFL, and you know, I'm not a gambling person. I know we got a betting show that comes on after this, but I will tell you, I think over these last 4 or 5 weeks, we've been double-digit favorites. And if I was a gambling man, I would have gambled that we wouldn't have covered the spread just because of the nature of who we were playing and where we are in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And putting up a 40-piece probably wasn't going to be in the cards. So tight games. And let's face it, we should be satisfied with the fact, and you were on teams like I was, where there are some teams in the league that can't figure out how not to lose. And there's some teams in the league that figure out how to win.
How to win.
And tight games, I'd rather be on the side with the teams like we've had that figure out how ways to win. And we are sitting at 13-3. The Broncos are behind us. When we get to the fourth quarter of the show, we'll talk about the Raiders. I guess we got to talk about them a little bit. But next segment's normally the hot take, hot fire take. Tomba and I have been through stuff on the football field. There was a serious, serious, serious situation that occurred this past weekend. And if you're a sports fan, you would know about it. We're going to chop it up about that when we get back.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D-Nice.
Looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Gators.
Halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
The so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for 4 straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice.
Yeah. All right, we are back in the building, Players Only. Love that part of the intro. I don't really like when you play Sean Barber's intro, but I like that intro better. We're not going to play Sean Barber's intro today because there's nothing to really intro. Right? There's no one here to absorb that intro. But we are back, and I am Danan Hughes. I failed to introduce myself earlier. Danan Hughes, you can follow me at DAHughesGuy83 on Twitter and at Danan Hughes on Instagram. Tomba, you got Instagram?
Yeah, TombaHolly91 for Twitter and TombaHolly for Instagram.
Cool. So follow him right now. We got the phone lines and the text lines open. We'll get to that possibly at the end of this segment, but definitely during the third quarter of this show. I see you, Dan. We'll get to you. 913-586-7610. So, Tomba, as we ended that first quarter show, you know, recapping this past weekend, There was a situation that unfolded that not only impacted this past weekend, but has literally impacted people this entire week. I mean, we're talking about 4 days after, and even anticipating through this weekend and for the foreseeable future, DeMar Hamlin, And, you know, that situation on the field against the Bengals, we hear the better news now that's happening, but, like, I want to bring us back to that time, to when it's happening on the field. I've mentioned on Bob Fesco's show in the morning and some of the segments I've done where I've seen guys blow out their knees. I've seen broken bones. I've seen concussions. I was a guy that got knocked, not just knocked out, but lost all feeling in my body on the field and then wind up getting the tingling back and being helped off and fortunately was able to use all my faculties. You were a teammate and part of this organization during likely the darkest time that I could remember.
Yeah.
Javon Belcher was your teammate, and he, you know, took his own life. For all the listeners out there that may not remember or weren't part of this Chiefs kingdom during that time, he took his own life in the parking lot of the facility. And I believe it was a Saturday before you guys had to play on Sunday. So it wasn't game day, but it was the literally 24 hours before you had to go out and play. Take us through that entire dynamic. And then I want to ask a follow-up question about how you guys were able to get right for that game that next day.
you know, touching on the subject, you know, what happened with Hamlin. It's tough, you know, it's tough to see the entire world gets to see that. Being a teammate of Javon, last time I remember him was just, he was taking a knee on the field, talking to coach, and the next day we had unfortunate events. We're all driving to work. I remember I was driving to work, and I got the call, that, you know, don't come in the facility, go back. And these things have happened. You know, it was just disturbing because, you know, it's... I couldn't say I saw that coming from Javon. I knew he was a little hothead, you know, because he played that mean. My best friend played football up there, and he told me, he said, just, you know, watch Javon, you know, try to take care of him. But I didn't know. I couldn't tell you that something he would have done. But the way the Chiefs handle it, they gave us, you know, we didn't practice at all. We didn't meet at all. We just met that next day. And we knew what we had to do. We had a good preparation for the game. But following, the Chiefs was able to bring in different doctors because it was a tragic time and people didn't know how to handle it. So psychologists was available. Meetings were a little down. And we're having a down year that year, but meetings are down. And players are, you know, going through almost like a debriefing where because these things don't – is you know, that's not natural.
Yeah,
you know, that's not something we wish for. And the family that had to deal with it, but you know I think the Chiefs handled it well, and you know the league did their best at the time when it happened. But this one that happened, the whole country saw.
Yeah, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the whole country got to see like the reality of us not just being football players now.
Yeah,
this is a human.
I think a lot of fans and what I've seen on Twitter and some of the questions I've gotten from different friends that are non-football affiliated have been like, how do you, like, I think the wondering of how do you guys go back on the field? Like, you were in a situation where 24 hours later you had to go and do your job and you were one teammate less as a part of that. Like, and how do you, and I tell people, like, we compartmentalize. Like, we put it in a box, and whether it's family, it could be a family death away from, you know, back in Jersey or something like that. Like, I'm going to box this whole Chiefs football thing up, and everything else around can be going crazy, but I got this tunnel vision for these 60 minutes. Now, after these 60 minutes, I don't know where I'm going to be mentally.
Right.
You know, but for these 60 minutes, I'm going to be all right, but... Like, you guys, in witnessing that and then having to experience it, you were at home, you played at home, and the caveat, you're playing the best team in the league, undefeated at that time, and you guys were able to get your mind around football.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. You know, football is our love. As we're playing it, as you get to that level, obviously you have loved ones, but that's what you love, and we come together to play it. And when something happens like that, it's hard to go out there to do it, but you have to. You know, mm-hmm. we're conditioned like that. We're conditioned. We get hurt. We know how to Band-Aid it and go out there and play. But it's tough. I mean, because families are grieving. And, yeah, you're going in with, you know, the situation just is, it becomes tough on your mind. But you become stronger. It makes you strong.
Brings everybody together, I'm sure, the whole team.
Yeah. It brings people together. It brings everyone together. But it's hard. Yeah. And it's one of those things. It's like you're losing a loved one, and then you go out to play a game. You know, and the best thing I think that happens is you do play the game. It's almost like that's a way of release for us.
It's a therapy.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was, of your extended career, 12 years in the league, do you feel like that was the most emotional draining and emotionally fulfilling time between the 24 hours, like drained because of him taking his life, but then fulfilled because you guys were able to come together for that specific win?
Yeah, I remember even when we won the game, it wasn't much joy.
Oh.
You know, the reality is still there. We played, we loved it, we won, but the joy in the locker room is still not
was different.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, we got Sean Barber here. Barbershop, we appreciate you. I know you've been juggling family stuff. I remember those days. You got 6 kids. I got 5 kids. Tom, how many kids you got?
5.
So we got 5, 5, and 6 represented in here. And
yeah, we some men's men around this
men's
place.
Men. Planted the seed.
Man, 16 strong. 3 guys, 16 strong, bro.
The seed's been planted, I guess.
Hey, we some farmers. We know how to plant. We got some farmers in here. So
Barbershop, I hate to bring you in on this topic. But,
oh, no, man. Listen, you know. Belcher, I mean, that's a line, baby. We share the same number, 59. It's tough sometimes to discuss it, to even witness this, to be a part of it. I mean, once you're a part of a team, no matter, you know, how you leave the team, you're always a part of that family. And the fact that we decided once my career was over, me and my wife, to raise our kids here, it even made those roots go even deeper. Mm. Besides just being a former player of the Chiefs, now I'm part of this community. And to see what happened and how that all transpired and to be a part of that media cycle during all of that, man, it was crazy. It was an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. And my heart goes out to the team, to the teammates and the coaches and even PO. I mean, everybody was a part of the organization at that time because they had to deal with grief, trauma, and all this other kind of stuff, and then try to, you know, in 24 hours, go play a game.
Yeah.
Remember your calls. Remember your adjustments. Remember, you know, all the motions and all the things we prepared for, and you're like blinking, looking around, like, I lost my boy. I haven't processed that yet. You know, earlier today, my financial advisor called in to, you know, talk about some stuff as far as our insurance and stuff, and then later on, somebody else, you know, close friend of mine, talked about, you know, hey, how do football players do it? Like Barb, what would you do about the season and the things going on with the Bills and the Bengals and stuff? And I honestly, in a real moment, in a real cerebral moment, said, I thought I built myself to be able to withstand anything.
Yeah.
And in about 5 or 10 minutes, be able to shut out the world and go play football. Mm-hmm. Because the other linebackers on the field were my friends. They were the guys I wanted to be around with, wanted to hang with. And so if my friend broke his leg, yes, I'm concerned about his leg. I'm concerned about his torn ligaments and his elbow and everything. But I still got to go ahead and lead these men and finish this game. And so no matter what that person was on that field and that injury, we build these, you know, these mental walls to be able to block out the world and go assignment, execute a task, do it over and over again for 60 minutes. And if somebody gets hurt, you next man up, we keep moving.
Yeah.
And that's the way I was built as a football player. So
yeah, I would say, you know, for any parent out there that, you know, have shied away from team sports, specifically football. I played football, baseball, basketball. Baseball is my favorite, but I played football for the longest time. When you talk about life lessons that are built, these are what we're talking about. Yeah. Like the substance, the strength, the will. Like, you can get that from sports, and it can catapult you through life. Like, with your family, with your earning, with your raising kids, with your community service. Like, when you have that mindset and it's drilled in you as an athlete, specifically in a team sport, it's a life lesson that you're just happening to apply to football, to baseball, to tennis, whatever else. So I encourage people, whether you like football or not, there are life lessons that you learn within those boundaries that will take your child to different levels that they can never imagine. And I remember before we go to break, like I remember sitting in my locker at times, never with the extent of a teammate dying, but I remember my grandfather passing away before I played. And like I remember being in my locker, could have been flying back to Jersey, and I remember just being in an emotional state that was like, please let me out of this locker room. This other team has no idea what I'm about to lay on them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because of all of this that stirred up in me. It wasn't necessary, and it wasn't a diss to my family in Jersey, and I would feel for them, but these minutes... Somebody got to get these minutes right now. Somebody got to get these minutes right now because I got this rage and this anger and this hurt inside of me. And I just happen to have a football uniform right next to me. So I'm going to take this thing and go do this thing. And that's the wiring that we got, right? Amen? When we come back, that's halftime of Players Only. When we come back, we got the text line, the phone lines open. Dan, we'll get to you and we'll tackle some texts.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he gets buried! He gets destroyed by Sean Barber!
When you come late, you don't get a full intro. That's the new rule, Julio. When you come late, you don't get a full intro. You just got introed, Sean Barber. Here I go. That's it. You ain't even get to the part where you could start singing. That's the new fine. You silent over there.
Because I was looking up something for my man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Tom was talking about, we was talking about his D-line coach was getting him heated and stuff, and I was talking about Joe Cullen, how we was at University of Richmond. Joe Cullen's our D-line coach now with the Chiefs. And how he knew how to push buttons and knew how to, man, poke and prod is like, you know, like a dog when he's eating his food and you put your hand in there and you get bit. Like, that's your fault.
Yeah.
And ain't that dog is, I'm out.
He was minding his own business.
I'm eating. You came into my territory. And that's how Coach Cullen looked at football. Like that's how he eats.
Yeah.
And if you messing around with your alignment, your assignment, your depth as a linebacker, the timing on blitz, that's like you putting... You messing with his food,
yeah,
and he would bite you.
Bite you,
oh.
And that's what we got now. That's what we're seeing with Chris Jones and them dogs up front with this team right now, right?
Yeah, they're gonna eat.
All right, we're back. Players only. We got Tamba Ali in the building and Sean Barber in the building as well. We got the text line, phone lines open 913-586-7610. I'll get to this text real quick before from the 954 DT DJ. TH, all of my all-time favorites. Hi, Danon. Hi, Tamba. Neil from Lone Jack. We appreciate you, Neil. You got all those defensive guys on that side.
Yeah. He know favorite what he talking players. About. He know what he talking about, man. Defense wins championships. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this on that show. Defense wins championships.
It's true. Very true.
You guys, you ain't gonna team up on me neither, Tamba. You ain't gonna come in here.
All those games you won, think about it.
Yeah. All right. See, at least Tamba puts a bow on it. He bring me back in. You just try to put a hammer down on my head, saying defense, defense, defense.
Now, when you brought Tamba, you didn't even know you was bringing two sports stars in here. We got the same. We've been representing about the same age in our entire lives and stuff.
Sports stars.
Alan Herman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Number two agency.
I won't say nothing about that.
Hey, football. Don't be talking about that.
I guess we got three sports stars in here then.
Well, then you should have said that.
Or I say two and a half because I fired them halfway through. Dan and KCK, what's up?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Tamba. Hi, Sean. How you doing? Yeah, it was a great game by the Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, enough plays to beat the Broncos for the 15th straight year. And I remember your first game, Tamba, in 2006 when you beat the San Francisco 49ers 41-0. You sacked, had three sacks and two tackles. And Dante Alley had a 60-yard touchdown. And Larry Johnson had a 1-yard touchdown return. Now I'm going to get serious. It was scary, Dan. I never seen anything like that. I've seen players hurt themselves. I know you got hurt a lot, and it looked like DeMar was okay when he got up. Then he just fell down. Like, it was like lightning. I know Marty probably he got hurt a lot. Did Marty ever tell you that that he ever saw anything like that before? I'm glad that the medical staff did a great job of reviving him, and the Cincinnati hospital did a great job of taking care of him. So that's all I got to say. Let's take care of the Raiders and get the number one seed. Take care of yourself, guys.
Yes, sir.
Dan is the energy boost, Tamba. So you haven't listened to our show, haven't been there. Dan is like our halftime energy boost.
Okay.
He's like the Red Bull followed with the 5-hour chaser that we need in the middle of the show with that energy.
Right there. I got that.
Hey,
that
Tamba, but he's also a Danon Hughes sniper.
See, he be trying to. Okay.
He always throws in this little comment. Did you hear how he said, like, when Marty, hey, Danon, you know, you got hurt a lot?
He didn't say that.
I did hear something like that.
No, Tamba, don't feed it to his shenanigans.
I heard something about hurt a lot.
You got hurt a lot.
I heard something about hurt a lot, and then he asked you a question.
Exactly. He be throwing in these low keys.
Yo, y'all. Julio.
Dan, I love Dan, man.
Don't listen to them. Dan, see? Next week, manipulating.
We got to get that fire.
Dan didn't say that.
That fire, you know.
That was heavy.
Man.
I like that.
Dan always be slipping that slide.
Dan ain't always been. Julio, you don't like.
Who caught me off guard? I didn't know that was.
I feel like y'all always trying to team up on me, man. This ain't right.
Ain't no teaming up, man. I'm just saying. I listen in depth. I hear the calls.
You hear what you want to hear.
No,
he
man.
Didn't say nothing about no. Danon was always hurt.
Bro, he did. He was going around.
We ain't got time to go through this. No, we got more text messages. We got Big T.
It was quick.
It was a quick sniper.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure where he was landing.
You know, he talked about your first game, San Fran.
He did.
Dante did. Then he said, Danon, like, hey, man, you've been hurt a lot. You know, Schottenheimer, what did he say to you to kind of get you going? And you was like looking at me like, did he say that?
That was good commentary. He went all the way back to you. He was with me. That's crazy.
Because he was like, yeah, that was weird to see that on the field.
You're right, man.
Danon, you've been hurt a lot.
Right. All right, Big T, what you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Dan, he's a sniper school, man.
Yeah, heard it, Big T. You heard him, didn't you?
Yeah, he gets him in there all the time. Dan's slick, and he's a great caller. Yeah. I love Dan. But But hey, you know, Dana is here tonight. He was on the offense, and then some guy fumbled the ball, and he didn't make it in on the defense. But we got the great Tom Ollie. Hell yeah, Tom Ollie, the sack master. I love watching him play. He rules, baby. We love him. We need two more of him on our team right now. But anyway, you know, you guys are talking about Belcher. I think that was a dark, dark moment in Chiefs history. I know, and I know this one getting ready to talk about, but the legendary late, great Joe Delaney. I was old enough to remember him, and that shook me. I know it was during the offseason, but he jumped in that pond to save them children.
Some kids,
he gave his own life. That guy was just a great human being. I love Joe Delaney. He was just a woolly player to watch, and we all love Joe Delaney, and this just shook me when I was a young kid. But, you know, it is Raider week. Dan talked about Denver. We beat them. That's 15 in a row. We're going to go for 16. Who wears 16? The legendary Hall of Famer, the late, great Lenny D. But, you know, it's Raider week, and Lenny D's got some connection to Ben Davidson. All that stuff doesn't matter anymore, but it is Raider week. They always reside at Loser Avenue and Suck-Ass Street. So let's beat their asses and go Chiefs.
Appreciate you, Big T. We got Josh. Josh, what's going on, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I had a question for Tomba because I'm from Philly, and I always had a question, like, with that Penn State and Nittany Lion team, who is his favorite teammate?
Ooh, good question. Appreciate you, Josh.
On that team, man, favorite teammate. I'll say my favorite teammate will be Michael Robinson. He knew how to bring all of us together. He was very smart.
Running back, wide receiver kind of combo dude.
Michael was, I mean, he was just down to earth. He wasn't going to hide.
Did you play with Larry Johnson at Penn State too?
I did, one year.
1 year, that's right.
And two years were his brother.
No, who, Michael Robinson?
Yeah, they went on wide receiver.
I mean, he was kind of like a
He played
hybrid.
all the position until his senior year.
Don't talk about Big Ten football from University of Richmond. You don't know about this life. Tell me you don't know about this life.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
We got Please Ask Tomba from 913. Please ask Tomba how he felt all those sacks he missed on Durant due to being held. So how did you feel about all the sacks you missed when you were damn near every play being held?
Well, I look back at it. I think it was, you know, for me, the fact that you're holding me most of the time and I'm able to get some sacks, it's a good deal.
It says something more about them than you. You can say it.
It's a good deal. You know, we don't want to hurt the quarterback. And the way I play the game, you know, it's good that they held me back. Some things could have went wrong. Yeah, right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, there's a difference between hurting and being injured. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want anybody being injured, but inflicting a little pain every once in a while is all right. That's what you're saying. You try to be nice over there, Tomba.
I'm trying to be nice.
I'll speak for you.
I'm coming.
Did you have a chance already to ask Tomba about the sacking the quarterback now, and how would he approach with all these new rules and all that kind of stuff? Because we saw the guy from the Giants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He tried to go after the quarterback and stop a little bit early, and then he kept on going. So
I want to get to that, Tom. But before you tackle that, we're going to go to break. And when we come back for the fourth quarter of the show, we'll start it off with that.
All right.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
We got the barbershop energy back. Fourth quarter of the show. Players only. Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. Tomba Holly here in the building as our guest. Hope to have him back again because either we need to have him back again or we need more minutes in the show. Steven Spector.
Yeah.
More time.
Call out the boss man.
That's right.
More time next year.
Check
justice, no peace.
Sal, put the pictures on the wall,
yeah,
Sal.
We ain't got no pictures on the wall, Sal. All right. So you were asking a question.
Yeah, man. You know, again, just curious about Tomba and his excellence. Obviously, the text line is just blowing up about your fans just enamored with the way you got to the quarterback. And after being out a few years and seeing the things we've had to see this current year, specifically with – the flags being thrown on Chris Jones or Mike Dana or whoever, mm-hmm. Getting to the quarterback, and because after the hit, you put too much body weight on them. And even when you do bar your arms or do everything you can to keep it on it, they still get it's a lose-lose scenario. So like what would you tell if you was Tom Bailey, D-line coach, coaching up your D-line, and they saying, hey, coach, what you want me to do? Like how can I get there with these kind of rules?
Well, I think that these guys just got to be conscious of the quarterback. You don't have to change your style of play. I think you really just have to be conscious on how you're going to sack the quarterback. Is it going to be a grab and pull down? Is it going to be a let's get the ball out? But you got to award the league for trying to protect the player that's kind of defenseless. You know, we're guys, we lift, we run, and we're strong, we're big. These guys don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Nowadays, though, like no, I mean, Josh Allen, right? Fields, Kyler Murray, Lamar,
big mobile cats,
Hurts. I mean, okay. These guys. If you ain't wrapping them up the right way, and you let them go, it could be out the gate. I mean, they could, you know, like they could right. turn a possible sack into a touchdown just like that. So
it's true.
It's frustrating to me as a defender to realize we got to treat this guy like he's not a football player.
Yeah. I like what you said while we were off air, Tom, where you said you just need to say hello. What'd you say? You need to say hello to him?
Hello to him. Touch him. You let him feel your energy. Every time. You know what I mean? Let the refs know, like, you guys are real cool. So when you hit him, and you know, it's not a big deal.
Nice, I like it. All right, so we got the text line open. They are asking from the 816, yo, 91, what advice would you give 56? 56 is George Karloftis.
You know, it would be hard to give advices. You know, I have to go sit in the film and watch film with them. But, you know, as a former player, being in the league at this time, you have to just become a student of the game. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to do. You have about 10 years, and you have to put everything into it. There's no – when you're done, you're done. There's no, I retired and come back like Michael Jordan. When you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
So give it what you got now, and, you know, that's the biggest advice.
I spoke about some of the things that I admired about you as a player earlier in the show when somebody else wasn't here. Mm-hmm. But how I slipped that in there? Yeah. To somebody else.
Oh, you must be Dan from KC. Slipping those like a sniper.
But I will say one of the other impressive aspects of your career is I remember the picture of you working with Joey Bosa on the field after the game. Like you seeing some, I assume you saw something in him and you wanted to kind of guide him.
Well, Joey and I, we have a relationship. His coach is the coach that I have had at Penn State.
Okay.
Coach Larry Johnson, Sr.
Senior.
Yeah. So he's at Ohio State. And there was a period of time I'll go to Ohio State. You know, shout out to Penn State. We won our bowl game, by the way. So I'll go out to Ohio State and I'll work with their defensive line from a technique standpoint. And so I was working with Joey at that time. And when he came into the league, he was watching me play because we're rivals.
Mm-hmm.
And this one move, I wasn't getting enough playing time, so I had to perfect some moves. So this one move, when I get in the game, I can get sacks off.
Yeah.
And Joey seen me just beat guys like flat out, like you lose. He's seen it happen.
Off of one move.
Yeah, off wow. one move. So he came to me, you know, after a couple of times he's seen it, it's like, dude, I got to learn this.
Nice. That's humility on his side yeah. as a first round pick and, you know, somewhat established to be able to say, you know what, I see something in you. Mm-hmm. That's respect. That's real respect.
It is. I mean, Joey is a heck of a player out there. Mm-hmm. For him to do that, you know, I knew guys on our team that wouldn't come and even just do handwork with me.
Yeah.
So I laugh about it. I'm like, look at Joey. You know, Joey's coming to me asking me to help him with this. You know, that's kind of our nature. We're all our humility, our humbleness of wanting to learn, and Joey just embodied it. So
that's cool, man. Yeah. That's a great story. That's kind of like what you see with Travis Kelce and Tight End University and he and George Kittle mm-hmm. and all those guys getting together. It's a fraternity.
It is.
You know, you got some rivals, and when you're on the field and they got a different jersey on, it's a different business.
Right.
But when you are together or the game's over, there's a fraternity. And you're all for each other. So I love to hear those kind of stories. All right, we got the hated Raiders. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. got the hated Raiders going out to the desert, playing against a 6-10 Raider team. Tomba, what do you think we need to do in this game to, and we got to figure out how things are going to shake up with the Bengals, Bills, and who's going to get the number one seed. There's so many things on the table. Don't know if any of them are right, but don't know if any of them are wrong either, right, given the circumstances. So all we're being told in the locker room as players, just go handle your business. You can't control any of that. Go handle your business. How did the Chiefs handle their business this weekend?
You got to go out there and be that dominant playoff team. It's almost like a playoff game. Mm-hmm. You don't want to look at it like that. It's like a wild card game. We got to go out here and we handle business early and, you know, get some other guys in the game so we can have a full game.
Yeah.
If you go out there with this new quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jarrett Stidham.
This guy's going to want to show that he's a good player against the best team coming in.
Playing for his career.
So
mm-hmm. He played well against 49. I mean, oh, yeah. He played really well
against that defense. Yeah. I mean, if he can put on his... on his resume, playing as strongly as he did against what some people say is one of the top, is the top defense in the league or one of the top defenses, mm-hmm. in last week, and now playing against the top team in the AFC, like what better resume can you put together, right?
Right.
So I get it. So he's going to have incentive as well as several of those guys being at 6-10. Plus, they want to figure out at least one time they can beat the Chiefs on their home field since they haven't done it in several years, right, whether it was Oakland or now in Las Vegas. Barbershop, what you got?
Man, let's just get bloody, bro. Let's just get the knuckles. Let's just like get all taped up.
Ben Davidson type of attitude.
Yeah, let's grab him by the neck. Let's choke him out. We got him down. Put your foot on the jug. Do what we got to do to take care of business. Realize like let's just close the season out the right way. Yeah. We ain't trying to backslide into the playoffs off no loss. Man, let's take care of business. Do what we got to do. Obviously, it's Raider week, so I get a little bit extra violent. You know, I get a little bit. good thing my wife's out of town and all that, so I'm beating up the heavy bag and stuff. And now did I beat up my wife?
I was gonna wait to see if you were gonna clean it up.
You looked at me all sideways like you beat up.
I was just trying to see what I thought I was gonna have to throw you a lifeline.
You said you was doing something, right?
Yeah, man.
Like hey, like my man Tomba said, we need to make
Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham. He needs to feel our energy.
That's gonna be the new
our energy.
That's the new vibe about this show. We're gonna energy. Make y'all in the Chiefs Kingdom like the Raiders and everybody else feel our energy.
Yeah. Feel our energy.
And that's what we do each and every week on Players Only. Make y'all feel our energy, just like Dan does, just like Tomba did throughout his illustrious 12-year career.
Thanks
well,
for
guys,
having
we
guys.
Are done with this show. I feel like this is a winnable game. Chiefs win this game, carry some momentum into the playoffs. We'll see how things unfold with the rest of the league, specifically in the AFC West AFC Conference, and see how and who will get that number one seed, that precious bye, and then how these playoffs unfold. However it shakes out, we will be back with you next week and through the end of the season for the Chiefs. I'm Danan Hughes for Sean Barber and Tomba Holley. We are out. Peace.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.